This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Thursday on whether former President Donald Trump is immune from prosecution for alleged crimes while still in office. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The hearing ran over 2 hours, starting with an attorney for Donald Trump.
The framers of our Constitution viewed an energetic executive as essential to securing liberty.
And D. John Sauer argues the fear of prosecution would hinder that.
That looming threat will distort the president's decision-making.
Justice Elena Kagan giving a hypothetical about a president ordering a military coup.
You're saying that's an official act.
I think it would depend.
That's immune.
But Trump appointee Justice Brett Kavanaugh says the question is when immunity can apply.
The president is subject to prosecution for all personal acts, just like every other American for personal acts. The question is acts taken in an official capacity.
The case could be sent back to the lower courts, which could delay a decision until after the November election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. Defense Department spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder said Thursday that U.S. military vessels have begun to construct the initial stages of the temporary repair and causeway at sea to deliver aid to Gaza.
We're aware of the significant interest in this important effort and will provide much more information in the very near future as we work alongside the international community to rush aid to the people of Gaza.
Earlier, a U.N. spokesperson said a United Nations team in the Gaza Strip visiting the site for the pier had to seek shelter in a bunker for some time on Wednesday after the area came under fire. Major General Ryder said a small number of mortars landed in the vicinity of the coordination area for humanitarian assistance, but had not impacted U.S. operations and equipment since it happened before U.S. forces had begun. This is